Josiah was 8 years old when he became king, and he reigned for 31 years in Jerusalem. He did what was right in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the ways of his father David, and did not turn aside to the right or the left. For in the 8th year of his reign, while he was still a youth, he began to seek the God of his father David. And in the 12th year, he began to purge Judah and Jerusalem of the high places, the Asherim, the carved images, and the cast metal images. They tore down the altars of the Baals in his presence, and he chopped down the incense altars that were high above them. Also he broke in pieces the Asherim, the carved images, and the cast metal images, and ground them to powder, and scattered it on the graves of those who had sacrificed to them. Then he burned the bones of the priests on their altars, and purged Judah and Jerusalem. In the cities of Manasseh, Ephraim, Simeon, and as far as Naphtali, in their surrounding spaces, he also told.
Purged the land and the house, he sent Shaphan the son of Azaliah, Messiah and official of the city, and Joah the son of Joahaz the secretary, to repair the house of the Lord his God. They came to Hilkiah the high priest, gave him the money that was brought into the house of God, which the Levites, the doorkeepers, had collected from Manasseh and Ephraim, and from all the remnant of Israel, from all Judah and Benjamin, inhabitants of Jerusalem. Then they handed it over to the workmen who had the oversight of the house of the Lord. And the workmen who were working in the house of the Lord used it to restore and repair the house. They in turn gave it to the carpenters and the builders to buy quarried stone and timber for couplings, and to make beams for the houses which the kings of Judah had let go to ruin. The men did the work faithfully, with foremen over them to supervise. Jahath and Obadiah, the Levites of the sons of Merari, Zechariah and Meshullam of the sons of the Kohathites, and the Levites, all who were skillful with musical instruments. They were also in charge of the burden bearers and supervised all the workmen from job to job. Some of the Levites were scribes, officials and gatekeepers.
When they were bringing out the money which had been brought into the house of the Lord, Hilkiah the priest found the book of the law of the Lord given by Moses. Hilkiah responded and said to Shaphan, "The scribe, I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord." And Hilkiah gave the book to Shaphan. Then Shaphan brought the book to the king and reported further word to the king, saying, "Everything that was entrusted to your servants, they are doing. They have also emptied out the money which was found in the house of the Lord and have handed it over to the supervisors and the workmen." Shaphan, the scribe, informed the king, saying, "Hilkiah the priest gave me his book." And Shaphan read from it in the presence of the king. When the king heard the words of the law, he tore his clothes. Then the king commanded Hilkiah, "Ahikam, son of Shaphan,
to them, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Tell the man who sent you to me, this is what the Lord says. Behold, I am bringing evil on this place and on its inhabitants. All the curses written other gods, so that they may provoke me to anger with all
Israel says in regard to the words which you have heard, because your heart was tender and you humbled yourself before God when you heard his words against this place and its inhabitants. And because you humbled yourself before me, tore your clothes and wept before me, I have indeed heard you, declares the Lord. Behold, I will gather you to your fathers, and you will be gathered to your grave in peace. So your eyes will not see all the evil which I am bringing on this place and its inhabitants. And they brought back word to the king. Then the king sent word and gathered all the elders of Judah and Jerusalem. The king went up to the house of the Lord with all the men of Judah, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the priests, the Levites, and all the people from the greatest to the least. And he read in their presence all the words of the book of the covenant which was present in Jerusalem and Benjamin stand with him.
So the inhabitants of Jerusalem acted in accordance with the covenant of God, the God of their fathers. Josiah removed all the abominations from all the lands belonging to the sons of Israel, and made all who were present
his lifetime. They did not turn from following the Lord God of their fathers.